The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Unpost. MyBills.ie. Help save time with bill payment online for free. Unpost. Do more. The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Unpost. Sterling and dollars are commission free at selected post offices. Unpost. Do more.
Welcome back to the programme. Just listening to Keith Duffy, what a wonderful, articulate and decent man he is. He's a good ambassador for all young people who are struggling today. He makes me feel proud to be Irish. Well done, Keith, says John. And somebody else saying many, many thanks again to Keith for all your work and giving a section of our community a voice who need to be heard more and more. Congratulations on your award. And somebody else saying, what a dream of a man he is. Now, we are heading for Cape Town in South Africa to talk to the former ambassador from there, to hear Melanie Vervoort. And we're talking about the Oscar Pistorius trial. Melanie, good morning to you.
Good morning. I think we should rather stay with Keith, honestly.
Well, he's pretty impressive. But anyway, tell us about this week at the trial, but also from within South Africa for South African citizens, black, white and of all colours. I gather this has people riveted.
Yes, Marion. I mean, this week in particularly, it felt like you were on some, you know, NCIS episodes that you were watching every day on television for the whole day, practically. This week was now week two, so we've had 10 days of this. And this is now, you know, this week was very much a week that was full of the forensic evidence that was shown to the court. Very, very graphic, a lot of it. In fact, to the point where some of it, the judge ruled that could not be shown at all by television, and very limited reporting, even written reporting, could be done. At some point, she actually banned Twitter as well from the courtroom because it was so graphic and it was from the pathologist. And then the rest of the week, we were seeing photographs. It was fairly voyeuristic, it felt, where the police photographers are taken in Oscar Pistorius' house after the death of Reeva Steenkamp, and they were literally one photograph of the other, you know, to the extent of now you're going through the front door, now you're going up the stairs, there's the first blood stain, there's the second blood stain, up to leading you right into the bathroom where she was killed. So it's been very, very graphic. And yes, it's kept South Africans across the board completely gripped. Although I have to say, I think a little bit of fatigue is starting to kick in now. You know, we've had now 10 days of this and people are getting a little bit tired, I think, as are the people in court.
Tell me a little bit about the judge and the fact that there is no jury.
Yeah, South Africa doesn't have a jury system, so it's different from Ireland. This is, of course, in the High Court because it's a murder. And the judge is a female judge, an African judge, Judge Masipa. And if people are watching her at all on television, they'll see that she's fairly soft-spoken, but one should never be fooled by that. She's a very, very seasoned judge. She's got a very interesting history. She was first, she studied social work, so she was a social worker. Then became a correspondent for one of the new, or a few of the newspapers in South Africa, became court correspondent, and became very interested in legal affairs and went back to study law. And in 1998, she was the second, only the second African female judge to be appointed to that part of the High Court. And she's very well known to be very, very strong on or give very strong judgments when it comes to domestic violence and domestic abuse. So I'm sure that Oscar Pistorius' defense certainly would have sighed a little bit and have a few concerns, you know, that she's certainly not going to be, in many respects, a sympathetic judge. And she, even though she is, like I've said, fairly soft-spoken, she's been very sturdy in court and have been very firm with the media, up to the point where once or twice where a journalist have done something wrong, she's actually made them stand up in court and given out to them. Foreign, South African, all alike, there's no difference to her. She's obviously not very keen about this whole media circus. And she's now, so Judge Masipa is there. She will give the final ruling, but she is assisted by two court assistants, or as they're called. So they actually will assist her if she has any queries. They also take notes. They will help her to debate issues, you know, outside of the court.
Right.
So she is helped. It's not just her. But I think we can even now predict that no matter what the judgment is, there'll be some form of appeal. appeal either from the state side or from his side. Yeah.
The notion of guns and gun culture, I think for anybody that has travelled to South Africa, particularly around Joburg, your initial thing is you're shocked by the signs about armed response. Now, the gun culture in South Africa, it's not the same as the American gun culture, or is it?
No, it's different. It's not in the sense, from what I understand from America, where people feel it is a fundamental constitutional and individual rights issue. That's not really the issue in South Africa. In South Africa, it is largely people's response to the sense of insecurity, which might be true or not, you know, or might be valid or not, and particularly more up in the north, in Pretoria, Johannesburg, that area where Oscar Pistorius also lived, there is certainly a high amount of crime, a high amount of violent crime, personal crime, break-ins and that kind of thing, and that's in response to that for years now, people will all, it's very rare for you not, if you live in a middle class and up neighborhood, not to have a form of armed response security.
Right.
So people will have alarms and panic buttons and that kind of thing, and they rock up pretty quickly. I've had experience of that where I've tripped an alarm in my sister's house, and within seconds they will call you, and then they will come to your house. By the time you put the phone down, somebody will be at your gate heavily armed to come and see whether there is any trouble for you.
Right.
But of course the whole thing around Oscar is not really linked to the armed response. It is linked to, you know, a sense of insecurity he felt. And I have to say, and I think it's really important, because I've seen a lot of nonsense being written by foreign journalists that Oscar is sort of typical of South Africans and white South Africans. I certainly don't think that is the truth at all. Many white South Africans are completely anti-gun,
right.
I being one, but
okay.
I certainly have many friends. And Oscar seemed to have had a very particular, A, obsession with guns, but B, also a sense of paranoia about his own safety.
Right.
And of course, a lot of the trial is depending on that and whether the judge will actually believe that he really felt that there was somebody in his house or not.
Okay, and I know that, I mean, because we all saw that him getting sick and being very upset, and I gather that the press softened a little bit towards him during the week. But anyway, we're going to have to leave it there for the moment. It's not just South Africans that are watching this. Half the world is watching it, really. So, Melanie Vervoort, thank you very, very much indeed.
1850 715 150.
Welcome back to the programme. Now, there's an important little event taking place in Paris today. And Donal Casey, I gather you will be there.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you at the moment?
Right now, I'm down in my hotel, which is down in the Rive Gauche of Paris, and it's full of Irish fans here. It's absolutely brilliant. I'd say there must be about 400 Irish fans in this hotel alone. So it's a sea of green here down the bar.
What's the mood in terms of optimism versus realism?
Oh, it's seriously optimistic out here. Everyone, you know, they're just so excited about, you know, Driscoll's last match. France are playing badly. They're in a little bit of disarray. And I suppose momentum is with us, so everyone's really excited.
Well, I hope you're right. Our track record isn't the most brilliant, it has to be said.
No, it's not.
Aoife Clark, where are you?
I'm personally in the hotel room getting ready to head down to the bar now. So, I'll be down in a couple of minutes.
So, you've gone to New Zealand for the World Cup and you've gone on Lions tours and all sorts of things.
Yeah, I have.
So you are a committed fan.
Committed fan, yeah. I've gone with Trevor Brennan tours a couple of times on some trips. So always great fun, great banter. You know, it's a great crowd to kind of go away with. So,
and who did you go away with?
Sorry, I go away with my best friend, Michelle, and we're here in Paris with a friend, Romy, as well, and her two daughters that I met, actually, on the New Zealand trip.
And what did you do last night?
What did we do last night? We went out for a lovely meal, actually, and we had a couple of drinks then down in the Saint-Germain area. So, yeah, heads are clear for today, anyway.
And you, Donal?
Yeah, we were pretty much the same. I think when today is such a big day, everyone's kind of, they took a little bit handy, went around, saw some of the sights, had a nice meal down kind of a French brasserie and just had a few drinks and prepped ourselves for today.
Right, and there is a good Irish presence, obviously. Lots of green.
Oh, yeah.
In a big city, it's green everywhere. Everyone's got the colours on. The The weather yesterday in particular was really good. It was about 21 degrees yesterday.
Oh, lovely.
So everyone was down in all short sleeves. They had their jerseys on and they could sit out at the cafes and have a coffee or have a beer and be wearing their green colours. You know, they didn't have to be covered up with big heavy coats.
And where will you all go tonight?
Oh, God, that's anyone's question, Marion. We'll have to play it by ear.
You'll have to play it by ear. I suppose it depends on win, lose or draw, as they say. Well, listen, as I always say, if you're lucky enough to be there, be of good voice.
We will.
Are you optimistic?
I am, actually. I'm cautiously optimistic, I'd like to say. You know, I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves, but, I mean, I think it's probably one of the greatest chances we've ever had to claim a good victory in Paris, and it'd be a great send-off for Bod as well.
It certainly would, and the whole country will be behind them. Anyway, listen, enjoy, as they say. That was Donal Casey and Aoife Clark, two, of the Green Army that has gone to Paris this weekend, and good luck to all involved. And now we'll pause for the Angelus.